Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
How am I doing tonight? I'm not sure. This was kind of like a... I don't know how I feel about this episode, and I'm just kind of like the franchise has left me a little like... not bitter, but just kind of like...
Yeah, it's been a week, interesting 2 weeks, a lot of ups and downs, and mostly downs, and it was really nice, the feedback that we got after recording that tough podcast on the BIP update. Of course, there's a new update on that. We'll get to that in the news segment, but yeah, it was a little weird coming back to this episode, and then they leave us with kind of the downer of Lee causing more drama, so it's... But there's some positive to focus on this episode as well that we'll get into. And, of course, fun questions. But, yeah, I agree. It's like, how are we feeling about The Bachelorette these days? I'm trying to compartmentalize it.
I was actually having that conversation with Mike Bloom the other day. It's just kind of like how do we go on from here? Like, pretend like this never happened? I don't know. Does that make us seem shitty? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like the show has to go on. We're taking, you know, this show happened at a different time. It's already like the decision has been made. Rachel's engaged. They've told us. So I think, you know, I'm trying to watch it as like, okay, we'll get to Bachelor in Paradise when we get to it kind of a thing.
Yeah. And it's also just kind of, I'm sorry if I just like made a lot of noise. I'm trying to re-dry my hair. Stole a little wet from my shower, not gonna lie. And it's also just like, if this was like a super fun whatever episode, then it would have been like, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it had like our typical Bachelorette drama, like, I don't know, just kind of like basic bitch stuff. It would have been fine. But like, we literally had to deal with a racist piece of shit on the season with the first black lead in Bachelorette history. Like, what do you want me to do with that, ABC?
Right. And then they have it previewed that, oh, this is going to be great 2-on-1 date of Kenny and Lee.
No, it's fucking want that. That's not what I want.
No.
You know how a couple weeks ago we said, like, oh, well, good thing we didn't get the Waboom and Blake E 2-on-1 date. Give me 7 of those. Give me literally an entire season of just the two of them vying for Rachel's uninterested heart over, like, actual racist asshole.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, and give us a date with Iggy
Don't at me saying, how can this guy be racist if he's on a season with Rachel? Like, don't fucking at me, because I am not here for that. Don't at me. I'm not talking about it. Boy, bye.
Yes, sounds good. Well, let's talk about something a little more. Let's see. Well, I guess the episode started with Lee, so we have to kind of dig into that. But let's kind of try to move
like,
past
I'm
it.
So I'm... I don't know what's been up with me lately, but like my brain is so fried. I barely know what day it is. And it's again, sorry for the people who get mad at us for complaining about this every fucking week, but they're going to do this to us for every fucking week. So I'm going to complain about it. It's so hard for me to know where we started and where we ended and what happened in between, because all over the typical episode and whatever, they're spicing it up. It's hard for me to, I like to have everything in blocks so I can be like, this block went first, so then I can connect this one, and this happened, and when this happened. It's just, it's very hard for me to keep track. So, Amy, do you remember what happened at the beginning of the episode? Because your girl Haley does.
Yeah, so it was still like the Eric and Lee and Iggy kind of coming, I don't know, like, resolving their conversation, I think, and
I have no recollection
of that was brought into it.
Oh, okay, I remember that part. And I remember, like, what I remember is Rachel was talking to Kenny about something, and Lee interrupted. So Kenny's mm-hmm. like, "Cool," and then he went back to talk to her about something else, and then Lee interrupted again. And I don't know why that, like, what Lee had to talk to Rachel.
Right. It was
or whatever.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, they cut off the last episode 2 weeks ago at the cocktail party before the rose ceremony. And so it's like that last minute scramble of where, you know, the everyone's territorial and there's this whole like hierarchy and politics of like, wait, if you have a rose, you're not supposed to talk to her, or like you already had a chance. And so I guess he was interrupting when he had already spoken to her, that kind of thing, which a lot of times we say, hey, that's kind of stupid. Who cares?
I mean, it's not super awesome to interrupt the same guy twice.
Right. Right. To go after. And then he gave her like a board that he had carved the word enchanting in with a knife.
I truly do not remember that.
Really? It was kind of creepy. It was like not Wait, done artistically.
Lee gave her that or Kenny did?
Lee. So he's sitting at...
You could have told me anything happened, I would believe, because I don't remember that.
Yeah. He handed this wood with just, like, drinking. Scratched letters in it. And she's like, ooh.
So he, like, broke off a piece of the bunk bed upstairs and, like, off. Like, someone's, like, reposting it tonight.
Right. It's probably, instead of Blake standing over Waboom, it's, like, Lee, like, angrily standing over someone, like, scratching into their bunk bed and then ripping it off.
Yikes.
Creepy. So, but apparently he called her enchanting when he first met her, and that's the word he gave. But yeah, not even like a charming gift, I don't think, if it wasn't Lee. It was just really weird.
Yeah.
And then we had you tweeted about this, about Dean, like people are doing a 180, and I think you're one of them.
Oh my
on
God,
Dean.
Dean. Yeah. Dean is like my fucking number one right now.
Because
how did this happen?
Must have been when he all the in the moments where he's talking about Lee and how shitty
there were
he is.
So many things this episode where Dean was like, yep, yep, yeah. Like he checked all of these boxes for me. Like if I just started at this episode and you told me what happened in like the after the final rose, I would have been like, what? No, not this guy.
Not my
Dean.
Right.
Not my Evan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now you know his name. It's all good here with Dean. And really, even if we weren't comparing him to Lee, it's like he's standing out on his own in this episode, like just calling it like it is, talking about Lee being a bitch and not basically saying he's a racist without saying he's being a racist.
And we heard the producer trying to be like, what do you mean by that?
Right.
What do you mean by that? And Dean's like, come on, you know what I mean by that. You know what I mean.
Right. Don't try to get
me
to say something.
He said it later in the episode. He's like, yeah, Lee is racist. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we see Lee saying that he gets tickled when an angry man gets angrier.
That's just like a douche thing.
Yeah.
That's just straight up like shitty. That's a shitty person thing.
Right. Right. And then I think we saw a moment of her talking with Brian, and she was kind of worried that
Was she talking to Brian? Because I know she talked to Bryce.
Bryce
was when she overheard Kenny yelling.
Right, and she didn't think it was Kenny. There was a moment where she talked to Brian about like being scared that he's too charming, and we'll have a question later on about that, about if he's a player or not. So
I'm also just not buying into Brian for whatever reason. I'm just not into it.
Yeah, I think
something
the Ellen date really
creeps me out.
Ellen date really soured me on him, like the whole kissing and telling and sloppy seconds comment. I just didn't think that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still getting the Josh Murray vibes from him. So
yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah. But let's jump into the rose ceremony and go through. This was also probably the big downer of the episode with who went home this episode, which very surprising. So Blake and Bryce are gone, but also our beloved Dickie. And it comes down to like goes through the whole list. And then, of course, the last person she chooses is Lee. Like, why is he even there? And why do we have to lose Dickie? Dickie doesn't even go on the travel dates. This is a travesty.
I was hoping Dickie would be like the angel of death here.
Right, like always the last
season
one.
Because like he was the last one before Waboom and Luke too.
Right.
And I was hoping he would be like the last one before Lee. So he's just like slaying all your least faves and, you know, he'd be even bigger hero than, you know, he already was to us. So Dickie, our podcast boyfriend, he left. That's depressing. What's the point of podcasting about this shit show anymore? What's the point? Why are we here? What are we doing with our lives? Also, just like we're pretty high on Diggy, A, because his face, and B, because he pays attention to us. but also, like, comparing him and Lee. So Lee in this episode went out of his way to piss like 14 people off and then like talk about how much he enjoyed pissing 14 people off, where we have like perfect specimen of existence, Diggy, being like, I hope Rachel finds exactly what she's looking for. I'm upset it wasn't me, but she's so wonderful. And, you know, there's lots of great guys left and I hope she finds the love by you too. Like, he was so wonderful and respectful.
Like, perfect, genuine tears with like, not overdoing it, wasn't for airtime. It was just
wasn't
like,
sobbing.
Oh, you know, she helped me open up, but I wish I'd done it more and that we had a little more time. I'll miss her because she was great. It's like, oh my gosh, we're gonna miss you too.
And then she was just like, it was one of those things where you knew she's gonna pick him. And it's okay, and especially after we got the confession, being like, this is really hard. I have a lot of pressures from all angles, especially being the first woman of color, blah, blah, blah. And it makes me even more angry that she's in this situation where there's, I don't know, it's just annoying and stupid. And
right. It's not like we saw anything aside from that creepy bedpost that he carved. Why continue to keep him? And so just the fact that we know there's this 2-on-1 coming, it's like, oh, okay. So they had to like influence strongly, most likely, for her to keep Lee over, you know, someone that she could have connected with better.
Yeah, listen, Rach, you can knock him out at this point, but we just need you to take one for the team.
Right. I just feel like, yeah, it's really unfortunate that some good guys left when they haven't even gone on the travel dates. I don't know. It's like, I think what happens is probably the lead.
Wait,
is
they
like,
are on the travel dates. Oh, wait.
Before
no,
then. Yeah.
I forgot. So, we traveled halfway through the episode.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, just that maybe it's like the lead gets in the mode of like, oh, I already kind of know, like, these are my top three, top four. And like, whatever. I don't care about these other ones that'll carry along. But, you know, for those of us that are playing along at home and want to like see these new connections form, it's just kind of a bummer. And we want to see certain people off our screen as well. So, but speaking of the travel, they do finally take off and they're going to Hilton Head, South Carolina. What did you think about this destination?
Have you ever been there, Amy?
I haven't. I've been to South Carolina, but I was a kid, so.
Yeah.
Sounds
very
nice.
I went to Spartanburg because Jeff had a baseball tournament, so.
Okay. You know, nice weather. Nice kind of like, I don't know. Southern
humid
destination,
though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, they just did a season of Top Chef there, and like food looked awesome. So yeah. I'd love to go. Yeah, they did the season of Top Chef in Charleston, and that's a city I would really love to go to. And then, you know, this Hilton Head looked pretty awesome too.
Yeah, kind of the island, beachy, coastal, kind of has that Cape Cod feel, even though it's more southern.
Yeah,
I just kind of like
Cape Cod feel with a little more biscuits.
Yes, exactly. So there's this giant group date that happens, but first we have a one-on-one with
new favorite Dean.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was first, or was it second?
I think it was too.
I don't know. But yeah, so what did you think of this blimp date? How does that rank in terms of vehicles?
Pretty high. Yeah. Pretty high. How many people are able to say that they've ridden in the Goodyear blimp?
I know.
Like, who's ridden a blimp? Like, blimps barely exist anymore.
I know. You wouldn't expect to see one just like hanging out. I felt like Dean was genuinely just like, oh, there's a blimp. Like, did not pick up on it, you know?
Like, dude, you're on The Bachelor. You know, this kind of stuff happens all the time.
Right. He's probably like, well, why would we go on that? That's like Goodyear. They're not going to sponsor this, right?
And yeah.
No, apparently
they went on.
Rachel's had a thing for blimps since she was a little kid, so that's kind of cute.
Yeah, this version of Rachel is the Rachel we love. Not that I don't love every single Rachel, but it's hard to watch sad Rachel because we know how amazing she is.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we get to see her just like enjoying being, you know, in this process. And it seems like the process has been kind of wearing on her the last couple of weeks, especially in certain points. And so for her to have this date with Dean, it was just so, and they had a great time. They got to do a blimp. They got to eat food, and they, you know, had a good connection. And they got to watch a private concert with someone you've never heard of.
No.
But it was just kind of like, oh yes, like this feels better. It feels like fun to watch again. And I think that's really going to make a difference to Rachel, to be like, oh, Dean is, you know, the guy who brought me out of this kind of funk I was in.
Right. And that's saying a lot, especially considering he had a really sad story to share, but just like the dynamic that they have and how they were able to connect. Because I think she was worried about his maturity level. He's the youngest guy there.
Which is understandable. He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25 and I'm shitty at life. Like,
well, Dean's had to grow up a lot in the last 10 years or so of his life.
And I haven't. My parents have coddled me, thank God.
Yeah, he was alone from age 15 to 18, basically, he was saying, after his mom passed away from breast cancer. So that was really tragic.
His brother and sister moved out, and, you know, his dad just wasn't around a lot. Like, it's so sad. And so I feel like we were concerned that Dean was 25, but I think he's really proved it. You know, he might make some mistakes that 25-year-olds make, like after the final rose.
Right.
But he just has this mature kind of way of being, you know, and I think he proved that in the confessionals about Lee, and he proved that in this date. And, you know, and I also would be concerned being like a 32-year-old dating a 25-year-old. But I think Dean, for what we've seen, has proved that he's not just, you know, your average 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. So it's kind of cool to see that we can come around on him. We said we never would, but
listen, we say a lot of things.
Exactly. We can't hold us to those things. So yeah, he gets the one-on-one, the first one, and looking like they have a strong connection. I'm excited to see kind of where that goes. And yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was really touching his story, and I was getting really teary. But it was kind of cool that he wasn't like bringing it up like in his intro or something.
No, we had no idea. And it was kind of, it was something that felt like it came upon us naturally, like in conversation with Rachel.
Yes, definitely. Something that was a little less, came up a little less naturally was the selection for the next one-on-one date. And I remember you tweeted about this too. They were counting down, and we have like Jack Stone being like, I really want to get this group date, and we're like,
and we're
no
like
way.
Who are you?
Yeah, like there's no way, there's all these other people that we would see getting it before him. But they run through the list of who's getting the group date, and ends up that Jack is getting the next one-on-one. Of course, we don't see it this episode, but
I mean, okay, yeah, it's because he doesn't get a rose at the end of it, I'm sure.
Ooh,
it's kind of like every week there's like a new one-on-one date with someone we've never knew.
True.
Existed.
Yeah.
Like, there was Anthony, and then last week what happened? I don't know who had the date there.
Well, that was Anthony, wasn't it? Because it was 2 weeks ago, and that was the last episode, right?
No, because it was Peter and Anthony in one episode.
Yeah, but then there's nothing last week.
No, because that was the second episode, and then the third episode.
Oh, really? Oh man, it was somebody else.
Gosh, what happened?
I don't know what I'm thinking. Someone will tell. Let us know. But yeah, I like that take though. Maybe that he doesn't get a rose, because it's always kind of the shocker when the one-on-one and early one-on-one doesn't get it.
We would have seen something from him. We would have seen a single confessional.
I think so, right?
He was getting a rose.
That's a good call. Then, let's see. We have, on this group date, I'll just run through them quickly. It's basically every single person that's left besides Dean. Alex, Anthony, Peter, Brian, Jonathan, Adam, the one with the doll, Matt, the penguin, Kenny, Lee, Iggy, Eric, Will, and Josiah. And it said, who is ready for commitment? Okay, now I'm trying to think how that actually played into the date. It was a spelling bee.
Did they spell commitment?
Maybe. Maybe it was spelled out.
Like, was
out
it in air quotes or something?
Oh, who was ready? Or maybe they spelled it out. Who was ready for commitment? I didn't see it.
I didn't recall.
I just heard them reading it.
I'm sorry. I'm the worst at this, and I don't pay attention.
So.
I'm too busy
boat.
Trying to come up with fire tweets. And stuff.
Yeah, you can't do it all. So, oh, yeah. So they started out with the boat, and there was, like, freestyle rap going on.
Sure. Shirts being taken on. Okay. Mm-hmm. My favorite game here.
Okay.
So on the challenge podcast, a couple seasons ago, Ali came up with Mitch Watch, which was like this character who just basically didn't exist in the season except like in background scenes.
Right.
Where he was just absolute money, just hilarious. So I like to play that game with Jonathan this season.
Ooh,
who,
tickle monster.
Yeah. So like everyone's just taking off their shirt and he's just standing there like, I fucking did this last week. I'm not doing this again. Which is hilarious to me. And Jonathan is just like watching all of these like meat monkeys like bash into each other.
Yeah.
Trying to prove whose D is the biggest. And he's just like, I'm a fucking doctor. What am I doing?
Right. Didn't he get into it at one point though? He was doing like a little freestyling.
He might have, but it was just
they're
kind
like,
of
go
like,
tickle or whatever. I feel like they picked up on his nickname.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, Tickle Monster is hanging in there.
Just yeah, because he's like has guessed. Like he's normal. He you might not think that. He's like the version of normal here.
Right.
Which is insane that the Tickle Monster is like Rachel's piece of sanity being like, oh my god, thank god there's an adult here to take care of all of this.
Right. Could he have like an Evan type arc? Like
no,
if he goes on Bachelor in Paradise?
No. Sorry, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
Okay. He's not going to go find like his Carly out there who's like sees through like, oh, you're kind of dorky.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if they'd even ask him because he's just so awkward. But he wasn't one of the announced ones, right?
No.
No. What did you think of the spelling bee just as an overall date
hilarious.
Idea
hilarious
it was really good right
I love great idea it was again let me talk about the challenge
mm-hmm.
Almost every season they do like a trivia contest and it's hilarious because they're all idiots and it's almost the same here except at one point they're like this guy's a doctor this guy has read a book in his life and it's like it's not that high of a standard to me but.
Right.
Okay, congrats on reading a book.
Right, yes. And some of the ways that they were spelling, it just was really illuminating. Like, they were just way off. Like, was it psyche and coitus? And just some of them was like, yeah. I can't remember who it was. It might have been somebody was tweeting something like, oh, they'll never, like, this is the only way to see, like, because you're not texting the guy, like seeing like the one who's like the bad speller, like you're not seeing
that's
this
so
turn
funny.
Off, like who's going to have the terrible abbreviations or so. I think and it was pretty illuminating.
I feel like spelling bees are bigger, is a bigger thing in the States than in Canada. Like, did you ever participate in one?
Yeah, I was in a couple in elementary school.
Did you win?
I won my elementary school one, but not like the city one. Like,
right. I have a hard time. Like, I'm a fine-ish speller, but my issue is that I'm very visual, and I have to do that thing that losers do, where they like write it out.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to. At least the ones
you're not.
Not the ones I was in.
Like, I write it out with my finger.
Yeah.
You can't do
oh,
that?
You could do that. I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One time in university, I went out with my friends, and that was when I didn't drink, so I was like sober as the day is long. Mm-hmm. Today, actually, because it's summer solstice, so it's the longest day of the year. Anyway. So the bouncer made me give him like four IDs and then he made me spell out my entire name, which I have two middle names and they're like clunker, like they're long. It's Haley Elizabeth Patricia Strong. So I had to like spell it out. And so I, you know, was like writing it in the air so I wouldn't miss a letter.
Right.
And he was like, why do you have to do that? It's in the air. Can you spell it? I'm like, that's dude, that's just how I spell things. Like, leave me alone.
Right.
Let me live my life. Let me go to the dome and fend off weirdos who want to touch me.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah, it's like if they were trying to ask me to like count backwards or something.
Yeah.
It's like those aren't things you do all the time, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I would have a hard time spelling boutonniere.
Oh, that was unfair. That was totally like a loaded one. Like, you know, like we'll give this to someone we don't want to win. You know, I don't think I can spell that even without what's it called, spell check.
Yeah,
you know, it's just one of those that automatically corrects, has an accent,
and it's also like, you know, it's a French word, so it would have a. I believe it would have a masculine spelling and a feminine spelling. Mm. Or maybe it's just the feminine word. So it.
Right.
I mean, because I feel like in your typical, like, Americanized version, it would be like, it would end in IER. Where,
right.
Like,
I think there's,
you know, the actual
ways.
Actual spelling is IERRE or something. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So it'd be like, what dictionary are you using?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous. But, you know, Josiah kind of called this shot and said he was going to win. He was the most, had the most vocabulary, he said. So,
that's not hard compared to, like, speaks two words a minute Lee.
Right. And apparently he didn't, you know, he got this, like, giant trophy goblet thing. But, yeah. Again, he didn't get, like, any special treatment from the Bachelor.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't get, like a little side date.
Yeah. Do you think they do? Is it just sort of something that they can just call when they want to? Like, okay, because we like who won, you guys get to do your own thing. Or
who knows?
You know what I mean? Because they can't control who wins.
I try not to get into the head of the show because I would lose my mind. I already have lost my mind.
Yeah. It seems like they've steered away from those little one-on-one. Like, the winning doesn't really mean anything. It's more just to, like, see who gets really competitive or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think back to when Ashley I won this, like, tractor ride with Crystal.
Yeah, and she, like, basically had to get a ride in a tractor through L.A.
Yeah.
With, like, all of the other people walking behind them.
Yeah. Have you listened to her podcast with Ben?
It is shockingly good.
I agree. I was like,
I really, really enjoy it.
Doesn't make sense. Like,
Ben,
nothing about it makes sense.
Such a good host.
Yeah, he's just
very, I'm so impressed by him.
Calm and smooth. They did their own VIP, like, of course they've got their own, like, information coming in.
Yeah. And I thought that was really well done. Mm-hmm. God, and Ashley is really, really fun to listen to.
She is. She's very
so
polished.
Insightful and smart and self-aware. It's just guys, if you haven't listened to it, check it out. It's worth listening to. It really is. And I'm just as shocked as Amy that I've been enjoying it so much, but it's just so it's very well done. I'm very impressed.
Now, is this a time when, like, because Caitlin started a podcast, Ben started a podcast. Is it like they're finally released from their contracts or something? What's this, like, upsurge of suddenly?
Yeah, I wonder.
They have their own, because
have you listened to Caitlin's yet? I haven't got there.
I haven't, because it was like she had Heidi and Spencer on. I was like, no,
and, like,
I want Bachelor talk.
Just,
yeah, I'm kind of over that.
Yeah, but. So tell me, someone tweet us and tell us if you've listened to it and whether or not it's worth listening to.
Yeah. But yeah, I really, really like Ashley I. And it was like, you know, so much of it was just, I got kind of sick of her on Bachelor in Paradise, kind of the same old story with Jared. And so it's just, like, nice to see this other side of her and, like, her, like, single life. And living real life, I think, is kind of cool.
And Ben even kind of, like, talks about his breakup with Lauren, but in a really respectful, like, mature way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. So let's see. Spelling Bee, Josiah wins. Then we get a little chat with Peter and Rachel where she mentions that she's licensed to practice in Wisconsin and he's from Madison. So.
Oh, that was like a hot move.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was kind of cool. It's like, oh, really? First, she has to suss out, though, would you move to Texas? Like,
yeah,
so it's good.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't just drop that.
She is so good.
Yeah. So, yeah, she had like a family connection. It wasn't like she got licensed because of Nick or anything. It was
No. Well, she went to Marquette, which is in Wisconsin, I think.
There we go. She also caught up with Eric. Seems like it's kind of smoothed over.
Yeah, if you would have told, like, honestly, I didn't even recognize Eric this episode because he was
calm.
So not the person he was in the last episode.
Right.
And he was, and, you know, and he said, like, yeah, Lee did that to me too, man. Like, let's not get there.
Yeah. Then we have Iggy coming in to tell Rachel how protective he is of her again.
So. You've known her for 25 and a half minutes. Get off.
Yeah. What was he?
Why did we keep Iggy when we could have Diggy? What's the point here?
Who was he saying was not there the right reasons this time?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Josiah. Yeah. Why? Just because he won the spelling bee? Like, there's no... What has Josiah shown that he wasn't there for the right reasons? You know, last time it was Eric.
It's all insanity. My phone died, so I'm going to see if my microphone will reach to my computer, my cord, so I can plug it in.
Okay.
Yeah, this is working so far.
It's working.
Yeah.
We also have... then it's the conversation with Kenny, where he's defending himself because... Rachel brings up, well, Lee said you were aggressive.
Okay, here's my thing, Rach. If all of your info is coming from one source, are you trusting that source?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I get why she's like, hey, I was really surprised it was you that was like blowing up at the cocktail party, but I thought Kenny handled himself really well in explaining that and saying like, yeah, like I don't like that I did that. But I had to defend myself, and you know, he was saying these things, and I loved when Kenny, like on his own, was calling Lee an alternative facts piece of garbage.
I'm getting a t-shirt of that. Need to start our own clothing line.
Oh, that'd be good.
Stuff people have said on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Because they haven't copyrighted it yet, probably.
Right. Or you know who should do it is Wayne, who has all those awesome drawings.
Oh my god, did you see his today?
Yes.
So good. If you haven't seen it already, go to my Twitter account at @hstrong_. I retweeted it. God, what's his Twitter account? I really should remember it because we say it every week.
It's like Smith and Fritzy?
Yeah.
Something like that.
We'll
find it.
Yeah. Let me see.
It's a really good, like, I don't even watch Game of Thrones, and so that ending segment was sort of lost on me, but it was still really funny.
You can still like understand it somewhat.
Right.
Okay, let me profile. Let's go to my profile because I retweeted it. Okay, so it's at Smith and Fritzy.
Yeah. I was right. I should have just committed to it.
Amy, you just yourself. It's so good. Just go look at it. He's like, the artwork is beautiful.
Yeah. And then he tagged Josiah, but then I looked and Josiah has zero tweets. So Josiah is missing out on some good parody of himself. Too bad. So that's kind of where we leave off, is like another like building to be continued. Kenny and Lee. Looks like this next episode is when Kenny gets hurt, gets punched or something.
But I don't believe it, because if he's going to get punched right now here, mm-hmm. it's dark out. Where in the blood thing, it looked pretty light out. Like it looked like day.
Oh, so it's like going to be like he walks into like a tree branch on the 2-on-1 or something.
Yeah. Because Lee sucks, but I don't think he's dumb enough to punch him on TV.
Right. It seems like he just enjoys like egging people on and like verbally just being annoying and terrible.
Yeah, like I don't think his bite is his whatever is his bark.
Right. What is that phrase?
I don't think his bark is
loud,
barkier than his bite. I don't know. I was trying to think of the Grim Reaper all day, and I could not think of it until literally just a second, because I was going to compare Diggy to the Grim Reaper.
Oh, right. And you said the angel of death. Yes.
I was like standing in the chair being like, death. Angel? No, that's not right. Darth Vader? Nope, definitely not right. What is it called again? I literally forgot. It's Grim Reaper. Oh my God.
Yes. Well, your brain was working on it this whole time.
I told you guys, I'm losing my mind. Like, my brain is going to melt out my ear soon.
Are you being overworked, or what's going on?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. You have a lot of jobs.
Summer's my, like, busy time.
Yeah, I hear ya. I miss the days when summer was just, like, time off.
No, I have no. I work four jobs in the summer. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That doesn't even count this podcast.
I know. All right. Well, we can take a short break and then we'll come back to answer some audience questions. So revive yourself during this short break. All right. We are back. Before we get into questions, let's kind of just go over the draft as well as news from Bachelor Nation. Haley, I think we made a grave mistake in inviting Mike Bloom to do our draft because he's in the lead again.
I know. It's like karma's being like, suck on this.
Right.
Mike has seen three episodes of the show and he's crushing us.
He had Dean and he tweeted, I thought Dean was probably the steal of the draft because he got Dean in the last round, number 10. So I picked Waboom before Dean. Yeah. And so Dean earned him a lot of points. He got, you know, the one-on-one date points, kiss points, the emotional story. And then, you know, George, of course, gave him credit for a plane because a blimp is like a flying, you know, object.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't have predicted that there'd be a date with that.
Nope.
And then, he even got singing points from Peter for Peter's original song. So wow. I think that was a new thing we added.
Yeah.
It's coming back to bite us. And so he's up to now 75 points. And I'm in second with 61. So there's kind of a big gap there. I lost, sadly, Diggy. I lost Brady, but we don't really remember him at all. And Mike lost Bryce. I think you've held on to everybody that you had, but you only have four left.
All three than half of them.
Right. Anthony, Josiah, Jonathan, and Adam. Tickle Monster didn't sing, so you didn't get points there. But Josiah made the closing credits. You got those points. So, sadly, no Spelling Bee points. But let's see. Did Josiah get a rose? Yeah, from before, but not. I don't think we saw who got the group date rose yet, because it was still the to be continued from that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. So there's still a lot of points to still be had because this is a really split up episode. But you are trailing with 49.
Rough. Just rough.
Yeah. So next week there's going to be two episodes. I think they're making up for last week where there wasn't one, Monday and Tuesday night. So hopefully you and I can garner some more points, I should hope, but we'll see. Let's see. Now we have some news to talk about. Haley, do you want to tell people the latest on Bachelor in Paradise in a few words?
They resumed filming.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
That's that they found no wrongdoing and they're going to resume filming. So.
Yeah, there was a lot
of
like
scattered
news. Look
forward to Bachelor in Paradise on your screen later this summer, I guess.
I guess so. It seemed like just a few days before, Corinne had released a statement saying she was a victim. And then, miraculously, Warner Brothers is like, our independent firm, no wrongdoing, filming is resuming, it's airing this summer. So,
but we're putting a lot more stipulations on things. And
right, we didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to make things better for our contestants somehow. So it's a little
that's a thing that's happening. So
yeah, if
on more positive news.
Yeah.
Carly and Evan got married this weekend.
Yeah. That still went on. So that's good. Yep. Have you seen photos or anything? Or is it
no, I haven't. It's probably gonna be a special.
Probably gonna be on there.
I wonder if they're gonna superimpose it into the Bachelor Paradise footage. Like none of the contestants were there, but they're gonna
like heads on them.
Film with people in the audience and like never have the audience and Carly and Evan in the same shot.
Oh, totally. Or they'll bring Carly and Evan back and have like people like hugging them afterwards, like it was filmed a month later or something.
Probably.
Oh, I was so touched watching your wedding. Yeah, I wonder they must have had like some people out there that weren't associated with this current cast of Bachelor in Paradise, you know, like some of their friends.
Think, like Jade and Tanner, like Jade was in her or Carly was in Jade's wedding.
Right. If she's able to travel when she's pregnant right now.
She's only in her second trimester.
Yeah, she should be. So yeah, that'd be interesting to see, but happy for them. And Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay, so we've got some emails that came in.
Guys, you are on fire with these emails this week. I was like dying laughing at every single one of them.
Awesome. I can't wait to read them because I haven't seen all of them. All right, this one's from Shaylee. Hey, Haley and Amy. Long time lover of the podcast. I always feel like I'm getting to talk to my best friends about the ridiculousness of this show, which is nice because none of my friends or family watch with me. That's how we feel.
Yeah, exactly.
First, did you notice in the rose ceremony when Rachel called for Lee, she sounded so unenthused and looked dead behind the eyes?
Like 100%.
I have to go back and watch that. I think I was already just dead. I was like, no, I don't want to see it.
You were dead behind me.
Yes. She couldn't even bring herself to maintain eye contact with him when asking if he accepted the rose. It's annoying that it is so blatantly obvious she hates him. Who wouldn't? Also, who the F is Matt? I swear he just showed up first time this episode. Girl, great question. Bye.
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah.
Like, Matt? Who's Matt? And then you said penguin suit. I'm like, him. Are you sure?
Right.
I don't know.
Why is he still there? That doesn't make sense. One of my favorite parts of the episode was on the one-on-one with Dean. When they realized that the blimp was for them, Rachel started chanting BIMP and made the champagne bubble over. If this was not hilarious enough, if you look closely, they had to mute the noise because Rachel says, oh shit, and laughs hysterically. Small moment, but Rachel is really fun to watch. And then Chris Harrison tweeted that they didn't know about the racist, misogynistic, and straight-up douchey tweets from Lee. Do you believe that at all? How could they not filter through all their social media? If not, that may be considered negligent. If they did know, does that cross a line, most especially because Rachel is a woman of color? Does that mean the producers are intentionally setting up Rachel to be in a potentially abusive and dangerous environment, or is it just part of the package being the Bachelorette? Okay, I mean, let's start there. And then she has
that's a good question, because I mean, you have a point there. Chris Harrison said that. Do I believe it? Like,
I mean, not really.
Like, if he didn't know,
because he doesn't know anything.
I mean, maybe if you're going, you would think that these people would look at their Twitter even a little bit. And it's not like you had to go back to like 2011 to find these tweets. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's a tip for Bachelor casting. Just go to find the person's Twitter.
Uh-huh. Do a search.
In the search handle, just use their handle and write
something
gay
offensive
or black or, you know, any Muslim, anything. And if there's like an inflammatory tweet about that, just pass on them. That's all you have to do. Just be like, not right for the show, maybe.
Yeah, not a good fit.
Not gonna match for the women of color we have
or
on
anyone.
This television screen. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
that's just a tip to not have these kinds of things happen. It's very easy to do.
All right, and then she says, lastly, ding, marry, kill, waboom, Lee and Blake, I'm sorry in advance. Thanks for doing all you guys do, Shaylee.
Did we do that one before, or like, did I do it in a nightmare?
I feel like it was someone else besides Lee, maybe?
Oh, God. Kill myself again. All right. Marry Lucas.
Okay.
Ding Blake, because he keeps bragging about his size. And kill Lee, because, well, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. And then this is also from Shaylee. She says, sorry for the second email, but
don't ever be sorry about sending
a second email. Email us at bachelorrehapup@gmail.com. She says, whoa, did you guys catch that in his confessional, Peter said that Jonathan, aka Tickle Monster, is a doctor? I would be pissed, but halfway think it's funny to get my medical degree and then have ABC tell everyone my occupation is Tickle Monster.
Yeah, I think we knew that. I think someone told us that before.
Yeah, Chris Harrison said it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what happened. And so we were like, what?
Right.
But yeah, hilarious.
And she says, maybe he's a pediatrician and tells little kids he's a Tickle Monster before giving them immunizations. I'm just shocked that he's a physician. I would never have guessed and was curious as to your thoughts.
You're right. It is like depressing to go through like 10 years of school and then being reduced to a tickle monster on national television when you're just trying to find love.
His name is Jonathan Treese. I'm just going to do a quick Google to see like if it just comes up as tickle monster or if he has like an MD page, if he is a pediatrician, because wonderful George at George CTV has supplied us with some of the last names. He is family medicine. So I think that's kind of anyone. And yeah.
Cool.
He's rated 5.0. He has 2 Google reviews about
Attaboy.
Himself.
Attaboy.
And
what do the reviews say?
Oh, 2 Google reviews. Let's see. One doesn't say anything. They just gave 5 stars. But the other one, a month ago, says, Dr. Treese cares about the well-being of his patients. He spends the extra time with us to make sure any issues we might be having are addressed in a fashion that makes us comfortable. We've never left his office feeling rushed out and are confident in his abilities to treat us and keep us in good health. He is highly recommended by me, my husband, and my entire extended family as the best GP in Volusia County.
Where's that?
I have no idea. Florida somewhere. Yeah. So,
well, if you're in Florida, well, we found you a new GP.
Right. Interesting. So, yeah, if I hadn't known that, I would have been really surprised, but it's easy to forget because, yeah, we never see him like bringing it up. It's just his name is Tickle. This one's from Jenny. Were you as outraged as me that the word stunning was the 4th to last word in the competition? How is it in the same tier of words as boudoir and boutonniere? It's rigged, right? And why wasn't disingenuous one of the words? Or even steroids, for example. Can you use it in a sentence, please? Yeah, sure. Iggy shoots steroids into his nuts. From Jenny from Australia. Oh, man.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's everything's rigged. I don't know. This is reality TV. Everything is rigged. Everything's stupid. We hate everything. Sorry, I'm very like...
Stunning was a little bit... Yeah, that was a gimme. And then they definitely didn't show us all of them. So some of the people, like, I don't think we saw what some of the people got out on or anything.
Yeah,
so
we didn't see like most of it.
Embarrassing spelling. Yeah. Will did really well, though, too. And then he got boutonniere, which is totally unfair.
Yeah.
This is from Nicole. Hi, ladies. Love your podcast. Not sure if you already know this, but I stumbled upon this on my Instagram feed recently. Apparently, Brian has been on another reality TV show back in the day called The Player. You can read about it on Wikipedia. It's from 2004. But it says it was a show in which several men compete with each other using their player skills to seduce an attractive woman. The tagline for the show was, "Don't hate the player, hate the game." I found the old intro video on YouTube for the show and can't stop laughing. Fast forward to about 45 seconds to see Brian. So we can put the link in the show notes. Haley, I assume you've watched this as well.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
It was so 2001 or whatever year it came out in.
Right,
it
he has long so... hair. And yeah, it's kind of like, I wonder if it's kind of like that show with, they had one on VH1 with the guy Mystery, who was like the pickup artist and trying to teach nerdy guys to like have game.
Right.
This sounds like it's kind of along the same lines. And I was trying desperately to find episodes, but I couldn't. So if anyone knows how to see this show, I really want to. But
if anyone watched this show,
yeah,
I had never heard of it.
I would not have recognized him either if I just
no.
It was
even
like
if
a lot
just
younger.
Seeing the name Brian, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So then I looked up more of what I could find out about it. And then there's not much in the Wikipedia, but it said that there's like this player operator host who like gives them like challenges and stuff. And then it said that on the last episode, it was revealed to be Boston Rob from Survivor.
What?
Yes. So apparently he was the host. So this is why I really want to see it.
God, what a bombshell. Was he a player though?
No. So this is the synopsis of the finale. It says the game wasn't over there, so they named somebody as the ultimate player, and then it says AC. So I guess the winner was AC. AC was the player operator called with another twist. AC was given 1 minute to decide if he wanted to stay with Don or remain a player. He admitted to Don that while he really liked her, he couldn't give up his lifestyle just for her. She was happy with his decision to act like the true player she thought he was. Then, to their surprise, the player operator revealed his identity. Boston Rob from Survivor All-Stars drove up to the house in a tricked-out Cadillac Escalade and handed AC the keys as his prize for winning the game. So, why is there clips of this?
How is this real?
I know. Did he erase this from his IMDb page or what?
Oh my god. I'm blown away.
2004. So it would have been just like right after All-Stars or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The player. Let's see this. Player. Rob Mariano, the player. No, let's come up with all this poker stuff. Let me see.
Oh, damn it.
This was on UPN. So maybe if I put UPN in the search. It's on... It does show up on IMDb. So that is true. But I don't see any photos of him in this tricked out Escalade. Apparently the show... Someone has this on VHFs. And they're going to upload it to... upload it to YouTube so we can all see this. That would be amazing. Oh, man.
2 stars. Not terrible.
Oh. 6.2 on TV.com. 5.9 on IMDb.
That's not bad.
Oh, there's a fansofrealitytv.com forum where it says, we've only heard a voice, but it sounds like Rob Mariano could be.
That's so funny.
Second place on Survivor gets you a voice-only job on a UPN show.
It's in Rob's Wikipedia page.
That's so funny. And yeah, it was just like pre like YouTube days, so there's just probably no.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. My
no trace of this. Yeah, Brian was on the show. I don't know how far he went, but now it comes out, you know, that Rachel is the one saying like, "You're so charming." I don't really believe it. And he like has all these lines. He's like,
yeah,
you better believe it. You're my future. And like, you have to believe it.
And now we have reason not to.
Yeah. Maybe this is what you were picking up on, Haley.
Maybe.
It's kind of player vibes. Yeah. So we recommend, you know, anyone try to dig up this footage. We want to see Boston Rob. We want to see Brian. Of course, they didn't interact because he just phoned it in. He was just like a voiceover.
He literally phoned it in.
Yeah. And then, yeah, showed up with the prize at the end. Oh, I love when people turn up these things for us. So good. And then we have some questions from Facebook. This is from Kirsten McGinnis. How much worse than every other production pick ever is Lee?
Geez, Louise, there's been a lot of bad ones, but this guy's an actual racist, so.
Right, and I just feel like producer pick, give it to us, the first or second episode. Now we're getting into episode 4 and 5.
Yeah, like, need him once around. You get to the travel dates, I've had enough
right.
of the producer picks.
Yeah. Jennifer McDonald, what do you guys think of the focus on Dean's age, considering the contestants on The Bachelor are younger a lot of the time? I believe the average age on Nick's season was around 25 or 26, and he's 36.
Excellent point.
Yeah. Double standard.
Yeah. I don't even know how to answer that, because absolutely. Why are we doing that?
Right. Because, yeah, Nick didn't care.
Because Rachel's an actual normal human being who we care about her well-being.
Yeah.
Where Nick's kind of like, all right, Nick, whatever you want to do, man.
Right. Yeah, Rachel is actually the old one on, one of the old ones on Nick's season.
Yeah, exactly.
She was 5 years younger than him. Yeah, and then Brian's the oldest, so it ranges from 37 to Dean is 25. And so I think when Brian introduced himself, he was like, I'm 37. She's like, oh, I love that. So she, I think, wants an older guy. And so she's the one pointing out that Dean is too young. But then there's like a bunch of other guys that are like 26. So it's not that much different. So it's just something she's looking out for. So maybe mm-hmm. it's partly her focus. And also just kind of the society double standard of like, oh, it's totally normal for guys to date someone 10 years younger or more.
Yeah.
And not the other way around. This is from Ryan Deschamps. Do you feel like this plot point with Lee and Kenny is lazy? We have our first African-American lead in the history of the franchise, and the producers are going to give us drama over race. Now, I know it hasn't really come out in those terms, but we are all intelligent adults. We understand the issue Leah has with Kenny and Eric from last episode. Why can't we have nice things? P.S. Diggy deserved better.
Agreed.
Yes.
God, I don't know. Is it lazy or is it just like unnecessary?
Irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what it is. If they just like think any drama is good drama, and it's just not the case. Like, I'd rather honestly see more of just Iggy being like really annoyed about like other guys getting more being time, like, or something
condescending than the actual societal issue.
Right. We like the ridiculous fights and things like that. Not, yeah. Even Blake and Waboom. Like, at least that was funny when they went out. You know, and they were just stewing over different stupid stuff. This is, and yes, of course, Diggy deserved better. Krista Danielle, Chris Harrison, in a rare double appearance this episode, told Rachel, "I can facilitate anything." So what would you have Chris Harrison facilitate? So yeah, that was in reference to when she was just getting upset, and then it ended up that she like cut the rose ceremony short. Cause she was like, "I'm done with this. I don't want to do it." And so he's like trying to like make her like at least like have a rose ceremony or do something. So yeah, apparently he can facilitate anything. What would we have him do, Haley?
Get us a seat at the Mentel Hall.
Ooh,
that's what I want. I'm not asking for much. I just want to go to the Mentel Hall.
Right. We need a podcaster section there.
Yeah.
True fans.
Or media.
Media, totally. Media pass. Felipe Shimon, why can't the producers just let us have Diggy and drop both Lee and Iggy? Yeah, the wrong Iggy stayed for sure. At this point, I'd rather have Blake, Ian, Waboom back. Preaching to the choir, Felipe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Steve Keynes, I didn't watch the episode, but I've been following Twitter. Please discuss how Rachel wiped Leah off the face of the earth with a single tweet. Okay, give us the backstory, Haley. We had I think Will Holston tweeted it to us too, the screen grab.
Will is the best thing that's ever happened to this podcast, besides us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Rachel was on fire the other night. She was just not taking anyone's shit, which she does not have to do. So this like teeny bopper tweeted something like, "I still hate Rachel," and Rachel tweeted her like, "Well, you're still typing using my name out and helping me trend, so thank you."
Yeah, still using my hashtag.
Yeah. So Leah Block, who was on Ben's season of The Bachelor and was just such a shitster.
She was the one that was like calling out Lauren all the time, right?
Yeah, and then she came to Bachelor in Paradise and...
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I almost forgot that she was on that.
Yeah, so she tweeted, "I'm sitting here watching The Bachelorette, and my roommate just sat down on the couch and said, 'What is this? Love and hip hop? Dead crying emoji.'" Not a good tweet, Leah. I don't know if you know this, but there's some undertones of racism there. So that's a thing. And then Rachel claps back with, "Let me know if she wants to meet Lee. They sound like they would have a lot in common." Hashtag I have time today. Oh my God. Frame this for me and make it like get me wallpaper print of this and I will make a whole wall, because that is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, so good.
Oh my God. And then so Leah responded to this, you know how, Amy? By deleting her whole Twitter account.
Oh my gosh. So
nothing says you took an L like deleting your Twitter account.
Yeah, because when I last checked on it, she just deleted that tweet. So yeah, where'd she go? She's gone. She gone. Girl, bye. Yeah, that's ridiculous. She better not be in paradise right now.
Definitely not.
It's not like a, you're off your account because we need to have you and Lee in paradise.
Nope.
Yeah, and I love that Rachel's tweeting that when it's like, okay, well, technically Lee's still on the show. Like, yeah, Rachel is like calling his name. Like, she's like, no, I'm not even like gonna play along with I'm gonna suspend disbelief that I ended up with Lee.
In case you like needed more proof that Rachel's just not. Truly the best lead we've ever had on this show. Case in point right there.
Right. And then, so you can still see the screen grab. Will Holston at Subatomic Cowboy tweeted it to us. So go look for that on his page. And he has some questions for us as well. He says, agree or disagree with my mother's observation this week that Diggy looks like Malcolm X?
I see it. Yeah. Might just be the glasses, but I see it.
Yeah. And then he also says, do you think we'll ever actually see Jack Stone's one-on-one date? Or will he just disappear with no explanation like Haley's first round draft pick?
I pray to God that's what it is.
Oh my gosh. I hope they go like in a cave and then his just teeth are glowing and then he just vanishes. Like we just see it fade out.
Oh my God. And then this, the whole season's over.
Yeah. Will also ask, what is the episode's biggest shocker? Lee doing the Alyssa Edwards tongue pop, not once, but twice. The Tickle Monster getting the third rose. Or Dean emerging as this season's woke bae.
Definitely the last one. Yeah. No one expected that.
No. Yeah. Yeah, Tickle Monster, like, now I'm just, like, accepting it.
I'm just going into it, man.
Mm-hmm. And then Will Holston, this last thing, this isn't a question and you don't need to read on the podcast. I just want to request that sufficient time is given to discussing how much Iggy sucks. Yeah. What haven't we said yet? Like,
he sucks. He likes to be sanctimonious. Like totally. Lee's just here causing trouble. He knows what he's doing is causing trouble. Iggy is taking like the Alex stance of like, I'm protecting her.
Right. And he's like more on the side of Lee. Like, it doesn't seem like he's.
That's not going to be great come this week.
Yeah. Like he's calling out Eric and Kenny more like, should you guys have done that? And then I don't know. I still don't get why he was targeting Josiah. Like, yeah, Josiah was a little annoying about winning the spelling bee, but.
So what? He was not there for the wrong reasons. Fun. Like whatever.
Right. He really likes Rachel. That part's clear. So is he just trying to call out competition? I mean, yeah. If I have to hear one more time, like, I'm protective of Rachel. And then he comes back and like, so in my last conversation with her, I talked about this. And I don't know. She's not even asking for his opinion. Yeah, exactly. Felipe Shimon. How amazing was Josiah drinking from the goblet? And what trophy have you ladies gotten that you would use to drink from?
I have never won anything in my life. That's why I've had to turn to talking to strangers on the internet about reality television for attention. I'm not actually good at anything.
Yeah, we just have our wine glasses. We don't have.
I have a very large wine glass, a very large set of wine glasses, actually.
Yeah, maybe we need one like
that. A set of very large wine glasses. Yeah, that's. I also have a lot of wine glasses, so either way it works. I drink out of those frequently, yes. Geez Louise, I'm trying to look around my room. I have a vase that I could probably use. I have an empty pop can that's been here for at least a week and a half I could probably drink out of. Gosh. I have probably two or three water bottles in my bed that I could also drink out of. That's about it.
Yeah. You know? Nothing. The spelling bee trophy. Sensi,
but it has some holes in it, so I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be too good. Yeah, the trophy I got was not a goblet for a spelling bee. It had like a bee on it, so it was not a receptacle to drink out of, unfortunately. Just to collect dust.
Do you still have it?
It's at my parents' house, I think, somewhere. Probably still in my room. I could go on that family date where like the twins where they just like show all their childhood relics because that's pretty much the same.
We want nothing more than that.
Felipe, we just did that one. Justin Feinberg, did The Bachelorette really just put on a full 2-hour episode with only one complete date? Did that just happen?
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it happen? Also, I want to go back to Philippe's question in the patron group. Will Holston posted a picture of himself drinking champagne out of his Missouri College Media Association trophy for best college newspaper of 2010.
Oh, that's awesome.
So hilarious. Anyway, yes, absolutely. The Bachelor just put on a full 2-hour episode with only one complete date. Why wouldn't they?
Exactly. Yeah. But this is really putting in perspective for me. Like, yeah, they didn't even finish the group date. Usually we at least get through the group date. We know who gets the group date rose. And then there's maybe a one-on-one, or they get to like some drama at the cocktail party. But no, we could not even do that. And then he also wants to know, why did Chris Harrison make the young girls put their earmuffs on for coitus, but not squirt? I know that squirt has an alternate definition that coitus doesn't, but did any adult's mind that was there really go to squirting lemons and limes in water at first hearing?
Absolutely, we did not. That okay. was not the first thought. And they said that, like, they're allowed to see that on television?
Right. Yeah. I know. Did they throw in just a few more words that have double meanings to just be like, oh, girls, this is all innocent?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Poor Pearl.
Yeah. Steve Chung, I know we were supposed to suspend our sense of disbelief, but could it have been more painfully obvious that Rachel doesn't want anything to do with Lee? I'm sure she's not crazy about Kenny either, but she obviously isn't falling for Lee's fake charm. Do you think she's not into Kenny anymore?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know how that's a bummer. You know how, like, one thing happens and they're just kind of like, nah, I'm not into this person.
When you have that many choices, it's probably like, do I yeah. really want to give them the benefit of the doubt?
No, but I don't feel like it.
Yeah, that's too bad. I like Kenny.
Yeah, we like Kenny still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little hard to suspend sense of disbelief for some of it. But so I love that Rachel's coming out on Twitter and just, like, saying how it is about Lee
yeah.
in some ways that she can, you know? Oh, so good. Yeah, I haven't read like if she's doing blogs or anything for people, but usually the lead does something like that, but I haven't checked in on any of those. So yeah, all we can do is see how she's reacting on Twitter when people let us know, which is awesome. So that's that for our questions. Anything else that you wanted to cover, Haley?
Yeah, I have Doug text.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Okay. So he said, Why would anyone tell the producer their fears? Of course they'll send the guy who is scared of heights up in a blimp. If they ask me, I would say I'm terrified of briefcases full of money and strikingly attractive female neurosurgeons.
Yeah, that was a little bit like, okay, I guess Dean has the only like
fear
significant
date.
Fear, so he's gonna get this one. Yeah.
The contrarian nature of the statement, with all due respect, Iggy's a bitch, was one of the funniest things I have heard on the show. But seriously, is Iggy campaigning to be Chris Harrison? Why the hell is he still there?
Right. Why? I can't handle it. There's so many question marks over some of these guys.
When Chris Harrison said he could facilitate anything, it made me wonder just what that entailed. Can he travel through time? Can he convince me that Nick isn't a dumbass? Could he bring Diggy on the show to appease Haley? All hail the new Bachelor Overlord and his unlimited power.
Right. He can make VIP resume filming.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, man.
Make, like, claims go away.
Yep. Yeah. Who the actual F is Russell Dickerson? It seems like they just plug anyone with a guitar off of Nashville street corners and get them to perform.
Probably. Probably have Luke
yeah,
Pell
that's what
performing
all along.
Soon. Yeah.
And, in a perfect world, Kenny and Lee will settle their differences at the next year's WrestleMania, while special guest Rose Harrison is predictably absent, and the result is determined by a cameo from The Rock. That works for me.
Yeah.
And bonus take. How the F is Jonathan, a doctor, being portrayed as a tickle monster? I hope he and Alexis somehow hook up.
Oh, Alexis. That's a good one.
I wonder if that'll happen.
Yeah, see, I kind of want to. I don't think he can take the time off, though, if he's a doctor
yeah,
to do Paradise. Not. Bummer. Yeah, he needs to find love. He seems weirdly, like, normal, aside from the tickling, which might have just been, like, he was convinced to take this prop and ran with it. Like, he just, like, was so innocent that he took the producers at their, like, oh, yeah, that would be, took them at their word. Like, great idea. Rachel loves that kind of thing, you know? All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you to keep up with you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can find me on Snapchat @hstrong28.
All right. And you can find me at RHAP Recapper, and we'll be back next week after the 2-night episode. So talk to you all then. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.